Inuit guardians are on the front lines of maintaining sovereignty over the Northwest Passage, but small yachts are still allowed to travel through Nunavut's waters undetected, experts told a conference in Iqaluit on June 26. Because Inuit monitoring teams don't have enforcement capabilities, any ships entering restricted waters in environmentally sensitive areas are simply referred to federal authorities, the Arctic Sovereignty and Security Summit heard. We observe and report because we don't have the power to observe a vessel unless Transport Canada comes in to do that kind of work, so we still have a gap there, said Daniel Tauke, the Inuit Marine Monitoring Program Coordinator at Nunavut Tungavik Incorporated. The summit heard several accounts of Inuit spotting vessels they didn't recognize, and asked experts where these ships were coming from. Unidentified vessels being spotted by local residents are likely private yachts that have turned off their tracking beacon, called an automated identification system, ICE. It's not mandatory for the smaller vessels to have ICE, but many have it due to safety reasons, Stephen Lonsdale, senior program manager at the Chiquiktani Inuit Association, told the audience. If we want to change that, we need to change the regulations. Lonsdale said he's advocated for mandatory ICE on all ships in the Northwest Passage in the past, but that's still not a reality. However, the federal government will require all vessels to have permits before entering some marine conservation areas in the near future, Lonsdale said. Most of the pleasure craft are going to eastern Baffin Island, and the high Arctic generally, to observe the mountains and lakes, according to Tauke. Both Tauke and Lonsdale praised Transport Canada and Parks Canada as productive partners in monitoring the Northwest Passage. Lonsdale explained how Inuit guardians, or Natiksuktit, are using traditional knowledge and modern science to facilitate enhanced maritime situational awareness for Transport Canada. Natiksuktit have learned the skills to survive in the wilderness, where they can use digital mapping software. They can create a digital fence anywhere, and if a ship is to cross that digital fence, they receive an alert on their cell phone as a text or an email, Lonsdale said. Nunavummiut communities and Transport Canada then receive updates from the Natiksuktit on where vessels are heading. The software only works, however, if the ships have their ICE system turned on. That remains a legal requirement for all maritime transport, apart from small pleasure craft, Tauke and Lonsdale explained. The cooperation between the federal government and Inuit peoples on monitoring the Northwest Passage and remaining stewards of the land is vital, said Suzanne Lalonde, professor of international law at the University of Montreal. Canada's claim over the Northwest Passage as internal waters, as opposed to an international shipping route, remains an open debate on the global stage. I'm worried that Canada's legal position, which is based on, founded on Inuit use and stewardship, might be tested, Lalonde said. The most likely challenge against Canadian and Inuit sovereignty over the Northwest Passage is likely to come from the U.S., according to Lalonde. Sightings of unknown vessels in open or restricted waters cause concern among Nunavummiut communities, Jeannie Ihaluk, a former mayor of Cambridge Bay, told the summit. There was one summer where there was a big silver yacht or a ship that came into Cambridge Bay, and it just sat there, nobody came off, nobody got on, Ihaluk said. Why were they there? Do we know who they are? Do we know what they're doing here?